The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down an Arizona law making so-called ballot harvesting a crime. The split ruling found the law suppressed minority votes and determined that had been the goal of the Republican-controlled legislature to begin with. And the judges didn't stop there. The majority of the 11-judge panel also ruled against a separate state rule that invalidated an entire ballot if returned to the wrong precinct on Election Day. The decision was celebrated by Democrats and advocates on the left, while those on the right were left surprised and hoping for intervention by the U.S. Supreme Court. Among the latter is Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda, who sponsored the ballot harvesting bill in 2016. I spoke with her more about it earlier this morning.
I am disappointed. Of course, I would like it to have turned out the other way, but I'm not surprised. This was a similar pattern that happened 4 years ago when the Ninth Circuit overturned the lower court decision, and then ultimately we had to have this United States Supreme Court weigh in. But nonetheless, disappointed with the outcome today.
So the majority on the court found that your bill suppressed minority votes and that that was the intention all along. Was that what you had intended when you introduced the bill?
Look, that is a completely unfounded, unsubstantiated claim. I have been a part of the bill since the very beginning. In the legislative process, I have spoke about the bill for years out in the community. Never has that been part of the motivation. The motivation for this bill is to protect the electoral process and make sure people have confidence in the outcome. It's unfortunate that that's the conclusion they came to. There's no evidence, zero to suggest that. I mean, zero to suggest I or any of the members who voted on the bill voted with that intention. It's disappointing and hurtful because it's just untrue.
So the judges found that this law would disproportionately affect Native Americans, African-American, Hispanic voters, those voters who typically vote Democrat. Were there any political motivations in this at all for you?
No, this bill is about protecting elections. Look, when there's opportunity for things to go wrong, fraud, that dilutes everybody's vote. And we want to protect everyone's vote. It's sacred. So we want to make sure that we protect it against fraud. Look, you have to elect to participate by mail. So it doesn't make a lot of sense that you would actively choose to receive your ballot by mail, but then somehow say it's burdensome to return it back in the mailbox that you said it was convenient enough to receive it in.
The majority in the court here also found that there was no real evidence that allowing people to collect ballots resulted in any kind of fraud. Did you ever find fraud examples of that in the case, or was that something you were concerned about in this?
I'm always concerned about fraud, and we want to do everything we can to reduce fraud and to minimize the opportunities for fraud. And this is a prophylactic measure. This is about seeing something and identifying it as a practice that doesn't have enough value to keep, because we understand that the practice opens itself up for potential fraud and abuses. And that's why the legislature decided to prohibit it.
It was a preemptive strike.
Exactly.
So what are you expecting next? Do you think this is the end of this fight?
This has already had the Supreme Court weigh in a few years ago. We're hopeful. I believe the AG's office will be filing a motion for review and a stay, and we'll see what the Supreme Court does. Of course, nobody can predict, but I, of course, would welcome an opportunity to make the case that this bill is good public policy and ensures that we have confidence in our election system at the United States Supreme Court. But that still is yet to be determined.
Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks so much for having me.
And now let's turn to Joel Edmond, Executive Director of the Arizona Advocacy Network, one of the groups that celebrated the Ninth Circuit's ruling. Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you buy what Ms. Ugenti-Reda had to say about this not being a voter suppression effort?
Well, I think the court's decision is a tremendous victory for voters because both the ban on ballot collection and the out-of-precinct rule that was also overturned by this decision were arbitrary barriers that were preventing voters from voting and disproportionately people of color.
So to what extent is ballot harvesting, is ballot collecting, and actually a good thing, and does it affect one party more than the other?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So for a lot of us, getting and sending back a ballot in the mail is relatively easy. But the reality on the ground is much more complicated than that across the state. There are plenty of places where getting incoming mail is easy, but there are apartment complexes throughout the Phoenix and Tucson areas that don't have an outgoing mail slot, for example. There was testimony to that in the case. There are rural areas where getting to a polling place can be many, many miles, and so voters will request a ballot by mail, but then actually getting that ballot back can be a challenge. And so for rural tribal reservations, they used to have drop boxes where you could come to your chapter house and collect ballots, and then somebody would go and bring them all in to be counted. That sort of thing. So anyway, the opportunity to be able to do those things again is really helpful to voters.
As you heard Senator Eugenti Rita say there, she hopes this will go back to the Supreme Court. Is that something you think is probably going to happen here?
Well, it certainly looks like the Attorney General is going to try to get the Supreme Court to take the case. I don't want to make any predictions on that, but except to say two things. One, I think that the normal factors for the Supreme Court to take something are not present here. There isn't another circuit that decided the other way, for example. And then two, I think it seems highly unlikely that anything would happen before the presidential preference election. Ballots go out in just a few weeks. And so I would expect this ruling to be enforced then. And it's really important in a PPE. A lot of voters hold on to their ballots because they want to make sure the candidate they're going to vote for is still in the race by the time Arizona comes around. So anyway, I think, you know, it'll certainly be in place, I would think, for the PPE and hopefully for the rest of the year.
I guess it would be ironic in an election year if this were something that would come up, something similar again in the legislative session. Have you heard any buzz about something similar or other efforts to, in some cases, stop voter fraud? Others would see it as voter suppression.
Certainly, there are bills out there that we think will make it harder to vote, particular on voting by mail. There's the issue with the Navajo Nation, where there's a disproportionately high number of voters not signing their ballots because there's no written version of Navajo in which to instruct voters to sign their ballots. And so there's legislation from Senator Eugenti Rita to stop the practice of counting those ballots, which is something we certainly think would be unfortunate and discriminatory. I wouldn't be surprised to see something like this come up in the legislative session. Certainly, the law that was just struck down was, I think, the third attempt to ban collecting ballots, and the legislature had to back off the first two because they couldn't prove it wasn't going to be discriminatory. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try again on something else like this.
What comes next for a group like yours in terms of this has gone back and forth? Are people just confused as to what's allowed at this point? How do you kind of get out there and say what the law says now based on this decision?
Yeah. No, certainly. And I think that's something that the courts will have to weigh in thinking about, you know, sort of undoing this in the middle of an election year, is voters are very confused. So thankfully, if this happens at the beginning of the year and is in place all year, that's a lot of time to educate voters about their rights, their rights that have been restored thanks to this litigation.
Coming back to something Lauren asked about, are we in a situation where if there is some confusion and if this results, you know, do we have confidence that people can put on a good election? We've seen in the past that there were issues there. Arizona, we're seeing much voter growth as far as registration goes. There are real challenges here. So can voters actually have faith that if there is a system of confusion, it's the voters who are confused and not the people putting on the election?
Sure, yeah. I think the basic election apparatus we have at the state and especially the county levels that really run the elections in Arizona is very sound, right? Voting by mail, whether you're sending it in, returning it in the mail or dropping it off at a polling place, which, you know, the legislature may try to ban again, or bringing it now to a drop box to be turned in on your behalf. It's safe. Ballots get counted. The professionals who are running these elections know what they're doing and are guarding against all kinds of nefarious activities. So, yeah.
Okay. Joel Edmond of the Arizona Advocacy Network. Thank you very much.
Thank you.